Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to y'all's hopefully favorite podcast, A Girl and a Gay, starring your beautiful girl, Miss Rachel Ward.
Hello, oh, hello. I'm back again for episode, what is this, episode four?
Four, right, love it.
As you guys all know, we're starring myself, Rachel Ward, and our favorite gay in the whole wide world, Daniel Cusimano.
Ow, 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 ow.
I love you.
Hello, hello, everybody. I love you too, baby.
We are in the 11th hour with this podcast, y'all. We are recording this literally the night before.
No, quite literally the 11th hour because it is 11 p.m. guys, listen. Usually we're better at this, but I've kind of been roughing it recently.
Okay, no. Daniel, don't take the blame. We're both to blame for this one, but it's okay. But you've been really going through it lately.
Am I surprised I'm alive and well right now? 100%. But, you know, live, laugh, and flourish.
Daniel is the biggest rallier I've ever met. I literally am like, he goes through surgery, he goes through breakups, he goes through heartbreaks, and he's like, bitch, you know I'm gonna rally right now.
If there's one thing a bitch will always do, it's rally, and don't fucking get it twisted. I will always rally, bitch.
Daniel, update us on your life. Like, let's do a little bit of catch up before we get into today's episode. What is new?
Nothing, honestly. Like, life has been so bad. No. Update on life. Life is, you know, we're roughing it, but I always try to look at the glass half full, correct? Yeah, something like that. I don't know, lost someone important to me in my life, found out they were using me, for social media, which is not fun or fresh, but, you know, I look at every opportunity as, like, you grow from it, right? And I feel like I really found a lot of, like, my worth in sticking up for myself, and I really seen that, so.
Yeah.
That was that, and I feel like I've grown, and I'm just, like, a stronger person because of it, and honestly, like, you know, I try to take everything with every situation that happens to you in your life.
Yeah.
I have surgery in almost 4 days now, 4 or 5 days. I'm getting my tonsils removed. I currently have tonsillitis for the 10th time in a year, which is not looking good, babes. It's not it. I literally have these white little pus.
They don't put you under in the next 12 hours and get those things out of you. I'm going to be, like, upset. Like, you're not well.
Well, here's the thing. If I don't, like, if I still have tonsillitis by the time the surgery happens, I can't get them removed. So I'm like, you fuck. Hey, what's that TikTok where it's like, you fuckers, you fucking bitch. Like, that's how I feel right now. I named the one on the left is called cunt and the one on the right is bitch. So bitch and a cunt. Because I hate them so much. Right now, bitch is acting up, and usually cunt's always acting up. I digress, nor here, nor there. So having surgery soon, lid back. Oh, and then I found out another guy that was talking to me was also using me for social media. So I don't know if I told you about that one. Anyways, nor here, nor there. I don't know. And then there's this one guy I like, and I don't know if he likes me, like, at all. And, like, I've been very open. And he actually watches the podcast. And I, like, don't think he likes me at all. So if you watch this podcast, Mr. Mans, and you know who you are, and you don't like me, please just send me a Snapchat and let me know. That would be so, like, great, because I have no idea.
You're, like, just about. Literally cut me loose while you can. Like, if you don't like me.
No, like, 100%. No harm, no foul. I just would love to know, or foul, whatever. I just would love to know. Like, so you could just break up easy and be like, listen, I think you're a great guy. It's just not going to work out. And that'd be great for my mental health. That would be great.
I don't know if it's just, like, the men you talk to are more vocal about the fact that they listen to the podcast. Like, no one in my life besides my own father listens to this podcast. It's like,
listen.
The only man in my life that I know that listens to this podcast is my father. And, like, that's about it.
No, every man I have ever talked about on this podcast has listened to the podcast, and I'm like, that's so embarrassing, babes. That's so embarrassing. Everybody, so yes, to said mans, we Snapchat all the time. Please let me know. Like, this is about you. This, if you think, if you're watching this and you're like, is this about me? It's about
you.
So please let me know if you like me. If you don't, just let me down easy so I can move on. Anyways,
so you're gonna have to keep us updated in the next episode who this is.
He's probably gonna let me down by the time we go to the next episode.
You're like, he's gonna use my ass in the next 14 days. So
listen, this guy has a long drive tomorrow, so hopefully he listens to this, or he's probably driving with his parents, so he definitely wouldn't be listening to this. But if you're listening, let me know. Anyways, that's up on my life. What about you, Miss Raichigo? Let the people know what's going on.
I just am like, right now, my only big updates are that I'm, like, living through you and our bestie, Matt. Like, I literally genuinely feel like I am living through you. I am living through your friend updates. I'm living through Matt's love life. Like, I don't have too many updates, like, which trends well with our, like, kind of like theme of this podcast about friendships, is because I genuinely feel like I'm living through my friends right now. Like, I really am. And that's like you, it's Matt, it's my girlfriends from home. Like, I'm just living through you guys.
So how does it feel to have a boring life? Let me know. Let me know. How does it feel to have a mentally stable, boring life?
For wanting to have a cat. And I'm not gonna come back on this podcast and talk about wanting to have a cat again, because you're gonna be like, the last thing your ass needs is a cat, and I'm not going through that on this episode again.
Listen, first it was the brown hair, now she wants a cat. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if this podcast will last any longer, because if Rachel has brown hair and a cat.
Here's my life update. Before this, my dad and I called Daniel just for some ketchup, because my dad wanted to talk to Daniel, and Daniel said, Rachel, when is your hair appointment? Your hair looks horrendous. I hate you as a brunette. We're not going to be friends.
I didn't even notice how bad it was until we were on FaceTime. And I'm like, how did I see this further sooner?
It's pretty dark. I'm not going to lie. Like,
it's pretty dark, guys.
It's dark, babe. In it?
Listen, can I also say this? This is so random. When I look at Rachel, the only thing that goes in my head is, a hot new bombshell enters the villa. Like, that's all I think of when I see Rachel. Bombshell. Enters the villa. Like, that's the nicest
thing you've ever said to me, considering literally a week ago I sent him selfies asking which one I should post on Instagram. He calls me, are you feeling okay? Because you're cross-eyed in every single one of these photos. He's like, why do you have a lazy eye? And I'm like, you are so fucking mean. He goes, are you bad? Babe, I know we're going through it, but you cannot post a single one of those selfies. You're cross-eyed in every single one.
I really am a bitch sometimes, but it comes from love, and I need people to understand that. Like, guys, if you saw this one picture of Rachel, it was cross-eyed the house. She was giving lizard. Like, I don't know what to explain.
You were like,
what type of friend would I be if I didn't let you know? We're talking about friendship.
Babes,
who are you on the phone with?
You go, babes, I know we're going through it right now, but like, you are cross-eyed in every single one of these photos. Like, you can't post a single one. I'm like, honestly about to cry. I'm like really going through it, because I'm like going through a day where you like feel bad about yourself. And I'm like, wow, I'm so ugly. I'm so fat. Da, 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 da. And he goes, I know you're going through it, but you look like shit in every single one of these photos. I'm like, thanks. That's
hilarious. I did. I literally did.
It's the last thing I needed to hear on the phone when I just spent an hour crying about body dysmorphia. But thanks. I won't post any of these.
If it makes you feel any better, I didn't say your body was bad. I said your eyes were. No, so that was something we
100%.
I literally call her and I'm like,
Go ahead.
No, I'm crying because I called you. And I literally was like, babes, I know we were literally just sobbing, but like, I can't let you do this. Like, I was like, what type of friend would I be if I let you look this bad on social media?
I cannot. That's my life update. I'm trying to post Instagrams and Daniel's like, absolutely not. You're cross-eyed. You can't do it. So that's my life.
But would you rather have, getting into friendship, would you rather have a friend not tell you look like a cross-eyed, ugly lizard?
Oh, no, absolutely. This is a great transition and segue into friendship. So props to you, Daniel. That was an amazing segue. I would definitely rather, this is the thing, you and like my friend Andrea, she's going to be listening to this podcast. You two are the ones that I and Matt would like absolutely 100% go to when I'm like, be honest, is this a weird photo or is it good enough to post? And like, you three are like my go-to when I want to post on Instagram. So I know you guys are not going to bullshit me and be like, yeah, it looks good, post it, when it like really doesn't, you know? Like, that is you guys. So I'd much rather have like a few friends that I can go to before I post something and ask, rather than like a bunch of friends that are just going to be like, yeah, it's good, post it, and like totally not mean it because they're scared that they're going to hurt my feelings.
Well, here's the thing, is I feel like in today's society, though, we have, like, there's certain types of people. There's, you either have a lot of acquaintances or you have a small circle of really close friends, mm-hmm. right? And I am someone where it's like, I would rather have a small, small group of friends that I know I can count on, I can call, I can do whatever, than have a lot of acquaintances, because those aren't real. And I feel like a lot of people think, almost like, I hate saying this, I think it was Jake or Logan Paul said something where he was like, I would rather have 10,000 followers who buy my merch, who interact with me, who really like me, who do this, than 10 million who don't, right? And I feel like a lot of people look at having a lot of friends and like, oh my God, they're so cool, they're so popular, like they're so this, they're so that. And it's like, but babes, like how many of those people really care about you? You know, I just, the one of the friends I lost before shit hit the fan is I told him, and I was like, listen, I was like, I was someone where I was like, I would have given up. I would have dropped any phone call. I would have done anything for you. I would have driven you. I would have called you anytime during the day, like during day and night. Like, and I said, I don't know how many friends you have that are like that, but it's like, I only have a few that I know I can really count on. And I was like, and you're losing one who would have just done that for you. And so in life, y'all, you need to just have like, make, I would always say this, always have your circle small. It's okay to have acquaintances, but like, make sure you have your circle, like your close, close people that you can count on ride or die, small, because they serve you so much better.
Yeah.
And it's so much more real and authentic than it is having a big group of friends.
100%. I think like, I felt like a couple years ago, if you would ask me, I felt like I needed a really big group of friends. And I was like, oh my God, if I don't have like 15 friends, like what am I? I'm nothing. And then like when I made my, seriously, I felt like I needed such a big, and when I made my circle audition tape, I literally said in my audition tape, I do not care about the money. I do not care about the money. I need friends. Like I was like, I just moved to LA. I am newly single. I was like, I have no friends. I was like, please Netflix, give me friends. And I think they were like,
not this hot bombshell, not this hot bombshell entering the villa saying, I need friends.
No friends. They were like, ooh, this is a bitch that we can manipulate.
You want to know what's so funny is I was the opposite, where I was like, I don't give a fuck about the money. I don't give a fuck about these people.
You were like, I don't care. I want the
fucking title.
You were like, I don't care about the friends. I don't care about the people. You're like, I just want this money. And I was like, oh, I have no friends. Like, please help me.
Yeah, me being like, I just want the fucking title. And Rachel's like, I have no friends. I'm like, which one? LOL. Anybody who wants to know how to get on reality TV, say you don't have any friends.
Say you have no friends. And they'll say, pull the puppy dog eyes. Say you have no friends. No, really. But I was like, I was convinced that I needed friends. I was new to LA. And then, lo and behold, give me 8 months so and I have way too many friends.
Bitch, this is the definition of be careful what you wish for, because then you got me.
I was the walking definition of be careful what you wish for, because now I have way too many friends. And I'm like, please stop texting me to hang out. I can hang out with 3 people at a time, and then I'm good for like 2 months. Like, please don't talk to me.
Yeah, I literally, like, you know, I did the show to get a title, and then I left with best friends, and I was like, well, I didn't want that, but I guess I got it. I was like, didn't see that for me.
But now I have too many friends.
I really was, like, planning on everybody leaving, never speaking to me again, hating me, all this, and I was like, fuck, how'd this happen?
No, really, though, it's weird, like, literally just 2 years ago, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, I need more friends, and now I'm like, I'm overloaded, and I'm like, I'm good with my small circle, and like, that's literally all I need, seriously.
Okay, and but this is also you talking about being overloaded, and I feel like this is such a big thing in friendships as well, is that people need to understand that with your close people, if you're tired, if you don't want to do X, Y, and Z, like, you should be able to tell your close people, babes, I can't do it. And I think,
because you're like, you have to come to Austin. You have to come to Austin. I'm like, girl, I'm broke. my ass can't come to Austin.
But I'm like this. But here's the thing. Is I am like, oh, I totally get it. And I totally understand. And I'm like, even if you were just like, Daniel, and like, you said this, you were like, I was going to Austin, I was going somewhere. And you were like, I just got back from New York and I just finished Canada. I was like, babes, I get it. Like, for me, like, I have traveled too much this summer. Every time I've traveled, it's honestly been borderline traumatic. And so for me, people want me to drive here and do this. And I'm like, babes, like, I'm so broken and like just exhausted right now. I can't. And your real friend should be okay with that. Yeah. Your real friend should be like, well, babes, I get it. I'll see you when I see you. And that's okay. And if they don't, that's a red flag. Like, that's a red
100%.
flag.
And I feel like that goes to show like how good of a connection you have with someone. Cause I feel like I read something that was like, your soulmates are not only people that like you end up with for the rest of your life, but your soulmates can also be like friends. And I feel like those are the type of friends where you can go to for anything. And one of the questions, by the way, that I got on my like poll, not to like segue into questions all of a sudden, but someone said like, what do you do when you feel like you care more about the friendship than the other person? And I feel like this kind of goes into like, kind of what we were talking about a couple episodes back, where you were kind of like, you're not putting in the same effort as me and the same energy as me. Like, Daniel, like, what would you do? Like, if you, like, I'm sure you felt this way in friendships before, like when you feel like you care more about the friendship than the other, and then the other person.
100%. I am someone where it's like, we said this so many times. We match other people's energy, period. Yeah. We talked about it in a relationship essence, and we are talking about it now in a friendship essence. I am someone where I'm like, if you're going to put in what needs to be put into the relationship, I will give you that back and more, right? That's just who I am. I will give you that back and more. But when I see that you're not giving what needs to be given, I'm like, okay, bitch, I'll match you. And if I'm not matching you, bitch, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, it depends. If it's a really close friend, it's like you have that conversation, right? Like, if I was like, Rachel, like, honestly, like, I feel like I'm putting in so much more into our, like, blah, blah, like, I would have that conversation with you. Just because maybe there's something you're not telling me. Maybe there's something going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just need to think you need to realize, like, baby, why are you putting in so much into the assignment when they're sitting back doing nothing? Like, what are you gaining from this? And I know you shouldn't be looking at relationships and friendships as transactional. Yeah. But, like, they just are. Like, you know what I mean? They are just inherently transactional. Like, are you here for me when I need you? Am I here for you when you need me to be? You know what I mean? And if they're not,
100%.
I'm just kind of someone, it depends on how long the relationship is. If it's not that long and they're already acting up, baby, you just slowly, it's like the Simpsons meme where you're
it's hard. It's hard because, like, to your point, you're like, it sounds bad to think of it as transactional, but I feel like a true friendship should feel effortless. Like, when I'm with Matt or when I'm with you and you're in LA and we're just like sitting on the couch watching Dancing with the Stars, eating ramen, like, it's effortless. I don't have to like feel like I'm like working to entertain you or do anything. Like, all I want to do is like sit on the couch with you and just like be in your presence. And it feels very effortless. Or like my best friends from college, I have like literally three best friends from college that like I can genuinely say when I'm with them, it's effortless. I don't have to like work to put in effort to see them. Like, it just happens. Like, and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's mutually beneficial. And so if you feel like you're putting in more work or more effort or you care more, that's a red flag. Because if you're sitting there and you're like, I'm reaching out all the time and they don't want to hang out, or I'm doing all the work, or I care more about this, I think it's a sign. I think it's a sign that you need to like start reflecting on that relationship and whether or not it's the best for you. And it's honestly something that like you need to decide whether or not you want to talk about it with that person. So that's my opinion.
I completely agree. And the key word in that was effortless, right? Like, just you and I remember, like, I think it was when we were first starting to be friends, or it was like one of the few times I went to LA or whatever. And it was one of your friends who was like, I was just like, you had work all day or something. And I think it was one of them, maybe it was Andrew, where she was like, I think it was Reagan, where she was like, I was just so surprised. Like, he literally like just did not give a fuck. Like, he was just vibing, doing his own thing, like X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, it's Rachel. Like, she's my bestie. Like, for me, it's like, you shouldn't have to think, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? I have to do this. Bitch, no. Like, we can be sitting doing absolutely nothing. And I'm like, I'm living for this. Like, I don't care. Like, but that's how friendship should be. That's how it should be, in 100%. My opinion. Like, you shouldn't have to think of the next.
I agree. I 100% agree. I love it.
If it doesn't feel effortless, Even that, don't get me wrong, you should be putting an effort, right? But you should be putting an effortless effort. I understand that's like a double negative, but you should just want 100%. To. You know what I mean? Like, you should just want to call your bestie and be like, hey, what's going on? Or like, let me help you through this. Yeah. Or like, what? Like, give me the update on life. Like, you put an effort, but you shouldn't have to feel like it's a job or that it's effort.
100%. With that being said, when it gets to the point that it is too bad, right? Like, you're putting in all the effort and you feel like this isn't it for me. Right. This friendship needs to end. What is, if you have a story, and I don't even know if I have a story for this because I honestly can't think of one, but what is the best way a friendship of yours has ended?
The best?
The best way. Because I got this question. I was like, honestly, none of my friendships have ended well.
I think there's a thing where it's just like, it's almost like the slow burn when you're talking to someone romantically. I almost just feel like it's the, I have never had someone being like, sit me down and be like, we're not friends anymore for two reasons. I'm not going to like toot my own horn, but it's like, I'm a good friend. Like, I am good to my people who are good to me, point blank with the period. Yeah. Like, I'm there for you. If I love you, if I'm loyal to you, I'm loyal to you till the fucking end. No question.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like some relationships just might have like fizzled out. Let's say high school, right? We always had those friends that we were friends with them because they were in our class. And then the next year, like since they weren't in our math class or our science class, like we just didn't talk as much. But like, we were really good. We were really good in that class. We would talk every day and we would text. But then like once that thing that kept us together left, like we just weren't friends anymore.
Yeah.
That probably would be the easiest, but still, I think we would be friends. I have never lost someone that I've been like, I mean, given what just recently happened to me, I guess was probably the first time I really lost a friend, truly. Wow. Like, because I was just done. I think maybe that's why it hurt as much as because like, I've never been done so dirty of like what happened.
Yeah.
And I completely cut it off, and I've never done that before because no one has ever done something to me like that before. Because people know what I give to them.
That's kind of crazy. I feel like we've had very different experiences because I don't really know how to say this the best way possible, but I feel like I've lost like multiple friendships just because like very different, like just a few different situations, but like none of them really ended well, to be honest. Like if I've lost a friend, it's either because like we've lost touch over time and there's just like no real reason for it, which is like totally fine. I wouldn't say I've like had a friendship break. I wouldn't consider that a breakup in a friendship, but like genuine breakups have not ended well for me. Like seriously have not ended well.
Do you mean breakups being relationship like boyfriends, or are you saying breakups as like
friendship breakups? Like I'm no longer
friends. Okay, so wait, give us an example. Like what happened? Like what made it go so bad? Was it on you? Was it on them? Like
what's it comes down to like communication. Like I've had like multiple friendship breakups over like housing situations where like people really wanted to live with me and I just found a better situation for myself. And like, yes, I feel like it could have come down to better communication, but I also feel like other people didn't like handle it as maturely as they should have. And so for that reason, I was like, look, if you're not mature enough to see it from my point of view, then like, this is just the way it is. And I was being selfish from a housing standpoint of like, this is what I want to do. And this is who I want to live with. I'm sorry if you don't want to be my friend over it. I have to be selfish.
As you should.
Exactly. I was like, I have to be selfish in this situation, do what's best for me at the end of the day, period.
Because when you're living with someone, number one, you have to be all in. Like if it's someone you know, 100%. Know, like baby, you better not have any quarrels, qualms, whatever the fuck the word is. I don't know. Nothing at all. But also, and I will give this to Rachel. Rachel is always someone, even if she does something shitty, she can be like, oh yeah, like I see how that how that looked. Like, you know, like, and we are both the same way though. Like we can be like, oh, I know what I did or I know how that looked and I can see where that came from. But then you're also like, but listen, they also have to see it from my point of view. Like, yeah, could I have said this or could I have done that better? Yes. But it's like, you also have to see from like my point of view, like how that looks.
100%. And I totally am a person to your point, Daniel. And I think both of us are is like, this is how it looks from the other side. And like, there's two sides to every story. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't regret making the best decision for myself. And at the end of the day, it's like, if I'm doing what's best for me, then that's all I can really do. And like, if that person wants to be friends with me, still fine. But to be honest, like, I have my like small circle of friends that like I would die for. Do you know what I'm saying? And the friendship breakups that have happened, to be honest, like they have not shown me that I like. They're not on that level, and I would not absolutely die for them. And if you're not Andrea, Tony, Reagan, Jordan, Daniel, Matt, or like maybe three other people, then like I'm not gonna die for you. Sorry, not going to.
I'm the same way. And here's the thing is I usually never burn bridges with friendships, with relationships. I usually just don't, because I'm always a person where I'm like, who knows if I'll ever need to use that bridge again. But anytime I have burned the bridge, it is like there is no purpose for you in my life, nor do I ever want you to be back in my life, nor XYZ. And that's why, like, if you go someone, if you drop someone, like if I do that, it's like I look at them and I'm like, you mean nothing to
literally
me. And I don't care that I'm losing this friendship, because I don't even feel like it was a friendship to begin with. And I've done that like twice in my life where I've completely dropped someone, where I've been like, and I've literally been like, I'm not losing anything anymore because of who you've truly seen.
Literally.
Now, and going off of that, when you lose someone, someone asked me the question of how do you make new friends? I feel like I get this question a lot. And to me, it seems so easy and simple. But then I'm also like, when's the last time I've made new friends? Do you know what I mean? Like my brain, I just think I talk a lot and I feel like that's just how I make friends. But like, I look at it where I'm like, Daniel, when's the last time I really made like a new friend? Like just randomly. So what's your advice on that? I mean, given don't say go on a reality TV show. Obviously it's easier said than done.
I'm trying to think, right? Cause like for me, it was like, obviously like, oh, like the circle was the last time I made like a handful of new friends. But since then, I think in the terms that are most relatable to the average human being are mutual friends, right? So like you go out with one friend. I get this question a lot when I do AMAs is, I go out with one friend to the bars and I go out with their friends that with her friends that I don't know. And I meet their friends and I meet their friends. And it's like a mutual friend that really works for me. Also, just in general, like going out with one person, you meet a ton of people out. Like, I hate to say it, like you don't have to drink that much. You don't have to drink at all. But like going out and putting yourself out there, there were people, I don't know where I've said this. I think I've said this on an AMA. There was a time in my life before the circle where I was going to house parties. I was going to parties and get-togethers by myself. Do you know how terrifying it is to pull up at a social event alone where you know
one? I'd rather die.
That's how, that when I tell you I said I need more friends on my audition tape, I'm not kidding you. I was going to social events alone, meeting people literally by myself. So like if you have one buddy that you can go with that makes things a little bit easier, it'll change the world. And that's my advice.
It just, you look different, right? Like you look almost more approachable if you're like kind of talking to your friend and blah, blah. Like it's always how it works. And I'm the same way though. I'm not saying go up to someone randomly in the grocery store and say, hey, let's be my friend. But a lot of times you become friends with people due to situations, right? Whether that's if you're in college and they're in the same class as you and you're like, hey, do you want to go study or like go get like lunch after this? Yeah. And like just like whatever and like build something like that. Whether you do the circle, you know, I just did semester at sea. Of course, I made a bunch of different friends because of that situation in itself. Yeah. So I just think it is putting yourself out there, or it's just like, again, going to a bar or a club with your friend, you know, and just like...
Yeah.
You guys have a conversation, but mutual friends I really think is the best. But yeah, like I don't make friends like every day, every month. And I think people think we do as like reality quote stars. Like we just make friends out of our ass. And I'm like, babes, I don't have time for that.
No, we don't have time for
that.
What? Go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. I have to say this. Do you know what I fucking hate? And you, I know you can relate to this. It's when men, like when shit ends with men and they're like, yeah, but like they treat you like shit. Oh, but you still want to be friends? No! No, I don't! I don't need more friends! Like, get the fuck out! You just treated me like shit for a month and a half, but you still want to be friends? Quite literally, no, babes. I would rather rip off my fingernail, nail by effing nail. I don't want to be friends.
I would rather die. You're like, I don't need any more effing friends. That's like Daniel. I feel like you and Matt too. I feel like Matt sends me texts of men and I'm like, you don't need any more friends. Why are these men asking to be friends with you?
Here's the thing, is it's not even in a cocky thing of like, I don't need more friends. I have so many good friends. Like, no, it's not even that. And I need people to understand this. It is not that. It is the fact that it's like, you treat me like garbage. Why am I going to waste my time on you when I have like my circle, I have my circle of friends. You know what I mean? Like when I have my close circle, like when I have my people, I'm not going to waste my time on your raggedy ass. No questions asked. Y'all. Never be desperate for friends. Anyways, going on a tangent. Rachel, I know we have two stories.
Yes, go ahead and read yours.
That our followers have sent in. Okay, so this is one. This is a horror story. I haven't read this. I wanted to read it out loud for the first time. So we're going to shout out, if I can get the name. Hello? I want to give some Miss credit. Okay. To Miss Madison. I won't say your last name, Madison, in case, I don't know, you don't want to hear, you don't want, but Madison, this is for you. Okay, so horror friend story. We met in my sorority. First red flag. Ah, no way this is going. Not the sorority. As I'm wearing a sorority shirt. Anyways, that's embarrassing. We met in my sorority and we were super duper close, bro. Oh, she said bro. Okay. Like, we did everything together. Well, spring semester comes around and we both had to live in the house. Well, we decided to be roommates. I know. Big mistake. LOL. She already knew where that was going.
Yeah.
Well, fall semester was okay, but as we progressively got into the school, she became more and more hostile with me. She was jealous of my relationship, even though she had a boyfriend that didn't spend any time with her, to the point... Where is this? Oh my god, why can't I read? Sorry. To the point he wasn't allowed to stay at our place, and when I stayed at his, she would ask where I am. Well, then she started leaving passive-aggressive notes around our room, like, lock the door all the time, etc. When in reality, I would prefer her to just talk to me. Well, one day I was getting ready for a football-themed social or something like that. Well, I wore an Alabama t-shirt because I didn't have a Georgia one. She proceeds to, all caps, fight me because I'm wearing an Alabama t-shirt. Literally rips this bitch off of me. Sorry, this is so long, but literally the craziest story ever. Anyways, moral of the story, don't live with your best friend. BTW, love you guys so much and what you guys do.
Oh,
so sweet.
I'm sure.
This is what I have to say. First, it was rooming with your... It wasn't rooming with your bestie. It was rooming with your bestie that was in your sorority, babes. Listen, this is no tea, no shade to sorority girls. I'm scared of them a little, sometimes. I honestly am. Rachel, weren't you a Miss Sorority Girl?
I was a sorority girl.
And that's why. Exactly. And look at what happened with Rachel.
I rest my case.
Anyways, I rest my case. Look at what happened to Rachel. She now is going brunette. She wants a cat. She literally dropped the hottest guy I have ever seen in my whole entire life. Anyways, learn from Rachel's mistake. Rachel not only fumbled the bag, she shredded it. So if they're in a sorority, don't walk, run in the other direction.
Oh my god. Wait, that is actually a crazy story, though. That's psychotic.
It's the ripping the Alabama shirt off. That bitch was psycho. Whoa. And here's the thing. I think going to Madison's story, I think there was a lot of projecting, right? She was angry that her boyfriend wasn't giving her time, but Madison's boyfriend was giving her time. It makes no, it does not excuse any of her behavior at all. And here's the thing. I think when rooming with your besties, it can be one of two ways. If you're going to do it, make sure you've known them for a while. A while. Like, you know their living patterns. They know yours. And there's just, like... And I also just feel like you have to be a type of person, right? To, like, you have to be very, like, chill, very relaxed, just very whatever. But so to move in with her only after knowing her for such a short while, you have a lot to lose. You have a lot to lose. Yeah. And... That's where
bad.
The problem lies.
I feel bad because I've had similar horror stories where I've lived with sorority sisters that have dated my ex-boyfriend of 3 years.
Oh.
And my ex-boyfriend is over at the house when I live with them. And it's a nightmare. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not going to get into that. But this Madison girl, I feel for her hard because I feel like I've lived that life where I live with someone that I can't stand. And roommate situations are so hard. And I wish her the best of luck. And I hope that she's like, unfortunately, like it's happened to me too. Like you kind of like learn your lesson. You know what I'm saying? Like you're like, wow, one and done. I'm never going to do that ever again. And like all it takes is one bad one. You'll never do it again. Truly.
I'll say this. It's good that she found out now rather than later. And I always say that with a lot of situations in life. Good to know she was a psycho bitch this early on, then later. And it's like, again, when living with someone, like, you better know them. Like, you better know them, know their cleaning habits, know their, like, everything, right? Yeah. Like, just where it's like, and you also have to be, like, relaxed with it. You know, you can't, if you're really uptight in that, probably not good to live with someone you love, because it's like the relationship probably will not work out. But I feel like, Rachel, after you've gotten out of college, everybody you've lived with has been pretty good because you've known them. You know what I mean? Like, you know them, you know their habits, all of that.
Post-college.
You just learn with age.
Great. Honestly, post-college has been great. Like, no issues at all, which has been a blessing. So I'm very thankful.
As you should. All right, Rachel, get us our last little story time of the poem.
Yeah, we have one more story time. So this is from someone named X. He says, an ex and I, LOL, an ex and I still want to be friends, but we're still so sexually attracted to each other and we're currently dating other guys. So they want to be friends, but there's still attraction there, but they're seeing other guys.
So they're friends with benefits. Friends with benefits is what
says,
I'm getting.
His partner is threatened by me and my partner broke up with me. He said, how do you think we should handle this? Because blocking each other has not yielded anything.
Okay, so there's a few things. They both had partners. I don't know whether that is boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't know the situation. So they both had partners, but were still like hooking up or still. So maybe they were open. I have no idea. I think my advice in this situation with X, figure out your priorities. Do you want a relationship with somebody else? Or do you like what you have going on with your ex? Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, unless, like, you find someone who is okay with this, but even then, though, I always look at this, especially with your ex, you're going to still be holding on to those feelings. Yeah, you know what I mean? No matter, like...
That's, like, the best advice you've ever given, Daniel. Like, I think it's so true. Like, if you want to move on and, like, find someone new, it's never going to happen, to be honest. Unless, to your point, Daniel, if you find someone who's very special and very okay with it, you're going to be hanging on to these like loose ends and like unclosed like ties if you don't cut it off. Seriously.
I just don't think X, I'm going to say this. I don't think you, and I could be so wrong, so don't take my word for gospel. I only know whatever you sent us. I don't think you guys are ready for a relationship, truly. Like, if you're with an ex and you still like hooking up with your ex, baby, you go do that. Respect. Keep doing it. Get that dick. Right. Do what you gotta do to get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
Do I think you talking to other men and then trying to explain to yourself that you're still hooking up with your ex is a good idea and will do wonders for anybody? No. But that's why I don't think you're ready. And that's okay. And whatever, but I would just think if you want to be ready with it, you need to start distancing yourself. And I get you're not, blocking hasn't done it, but if you're going to do it, blocked and stay blocked.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to get back together with them, because baby, don't diminish yourself and your value in future relationships for an ex.
Yeah.
Don't do
it's
that.
Too hard.
If you're not going to get back together, unless there's still feelings on both ends. But like I said, he can be a friends with benefits, whatever, go off. But if you're trying to start a relationship, that is a very hard sell. And I think you're just going to still hold on to those feelings. And I would not get into that boat. If I was talking to a guy and he told me that shit, I would
be running in the opposite direction. I wouldn't be down either.
Because I just don't think, obviously, I don't think they're over it. And that's totally fine. You don't have to be ready. You don't have to, no one is saying you got to be, but I would just say, take that time. If you still want to hook up, if you're still sexually interested and you're hooking up and this, that, go do that. But understand, like, I don't think I'm fully ready to be in a relationship right now. What's that TikTok? You know, watch your mouth.
If you don't like me, that's fine.
That's fine. But, you know.
No, I completely agree. Honestly, I don't really have much to add to that because I feel like Daniel summed it up really well. It's just too hard. It's too hard of a sell. And I think unless the circumstances are very specific and you are a very special person, your ex is a very special person, your new partner is a very special person, and everyone's okay and on the same page, then it can work. But if not...
That just seems like a lot.
Too much. It's too much for me, King.
It's okay. I got to go, babes. That's a lot. So in a sense, our advice is, our advice, me trying to remember what was the advice given. Our advice is, it's going to take time, truly. Like, it's going to take time for you to get over it, for your ex to get over it, for you to move on. Or just, like, if you're like, no, Daniel, like, I don't want a relationship with this man at all, have that friends with benefits. But if you start talking to someone that you really like, you need to start distancing yourself, because it's not going to be good for anybody. And you don't want to lose another partner because of an ex. That's the thing. Why lose someone new and potentially great for an ex that you know it's not going to work out? You know what I mean?
Not for me. Not for me at all. Well summed up, Daniel. I love that.
I try my best. Oh my gosh. Well, guys, that is like done on episode 4 of Girl and a Gay. Oh my gosh. Look at us. I bet y'all, none of you bitches thought we would make it this far. No, guys, listen. You know the drill. Every 2 weeks, we got a new podcast coming out. Who knows? We're trying to keep it fun. We're trying to keep it fresh. We're going to bring in special guests. You know what it is, because we ain't going to be little boring little hoes on here. But guys, listen, share, like, subscribe. If you could put a little review, that would be great. Guys, I'll say it. It doesn't even have to be a 5 out of 5 review. If you need our podcast, you let me know, bitch. Yeah. You let me know. We would like a 5 out of 5 review, but if you don't like it, I'm not going to put a gun to you.
A 5-star.
Like, please. But let us know. And also, with the reviews, if you want to see more of something, literally write it in there. Send us a DM of what you want to see, what you want to hear about. Because, again, we are fully open to whatever. Like, we are not, like, these like strong-headed people where we're like, we have to do this. No, you let us know what works for you. And we love you guys. Rachel, where can they find you on social media?
So they can find me on Instagram at @RachelWard_, and we can find Daniel on Instagram at
Daniel_Cusimano. Usually it's that's with everything. Daniel_Cusimano. If you see a brown hair twink, it's probably
There we go. Perfect.
9 out of 10 times probably is. Well, guys, that is it. We will see you next time in 2 weeks. We love you guys so much. Keep listening, keep vibing, keep thriving. And hopefully my life isn't as tragic in 2 weeks.
We'll catch up then. Okay. Love you guys. Mwah.
Love you guys. Bye.